from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Well, leave it to the YouTubers to scam us, those bastards.
Son of a gun.
But, people have a strong desire to stay updated with the latest trends and fancy restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
And
my gal goes to one literally every week, and that's like, they have like an entire, her and her friends have like a book, like a running list of places they have to go to.
Well, there's a lot of good places around here.
Yeah. But, like, their thing is, like, they just want to try. Like, if I find a place that I like, I keep going back to it. But for the most part, they just keep, they're like wagon training. They just keep going. It never ends.
Yeah.
Got to try.
So a YouTuber by the name of Stanley Chen set up a fake fine dining restaurant, and it attracted hundreds who wanted to taste the gourmet ramen.
Oh, I know what they're doing here. I got a good idea. Once you said gourmet ramen.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy. We're getting...
See, I don't think you're going to fool a lot of people unless you have certain cuisine, right? Like,
have you ever doctored up a ramen real nice at home? A little top ramen?
Well,
you can do it.
What I'm saying is the trick here is the ramen.
The ramen, yeah.
That's it.
There's a bar. God, I've been there 2 or 3 times, and I hate to admit this, but it's usually... Do you have bars that are way stops on the road to other bars?
Wait, what? Well, bars that are stops?
Yeah, like I forget the name of this bar because I've been there 2 or 3 times, but we only go there because it's on the way to go to another bar. It's a pit stop bar.
No,
we'll be drinking at one place and we'll swing by this, and then we're moving on to another bar. I have a tendency to do that, but there's a bar. Drive me crazy, and they do a cup of noodle. It's the instant cup of noodle, but they do cup of noodle, but then they fancy it up. You get some like pork belly that they slice on there, and they add some seasoning to it. I think it's like $9-$10, and it's a really, really good. If you took it, and they serve it in the cup of noodle, but if you took it out of that cup of noodle and put it like in a nice, you know, bowl or whatever, you could fool someone into thinking that was, I don't know about full-on gourmet like cuisine, but you could fool someone into thinking that was like a really nice prepared noodle dish.
Well, they have ramen joints, right? Like,
oh yeah,
like that's
they
always
have great ramen joints.
That's always surprised me because I was never a ramen guy. I mean,
no?
I had ramen, but I was like, ramen, like who cares? But
you're not with the Asian community then.
Yeah, it's just not a. I don't know. To me, all I ever associated ramen with was cheap.
Oh, nah, like,
if, you know,
yeah, if you go, if you hang around the Asians, the ramen thing is a big, big deal.
My wife and I got super into it before we traveled to Japan, and the depths of the ramen culture, I mean, all the different broths you can do, all the different kind of like, I guess the ways that you can build it, it's a whole thing and it's awesome.
Is it gourmet though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can absolutely. I mean, people can. You can do it with Wagyu beef. You can do it with, like Suk said, like you can do it with like a nice pork belly. Mm. You can do it seafood. There's a lot of different ways to do it.
There is one of our favorite places to go. Like my family loves going there is Kaio's, which is off of like Williams, and it's It's really good. And they have other stuff, too. They have rice dishes and stuff. But they have phenomenal ramen. And if you go over anywhere, like when you go to Japan, you go to Thailand or whatever, the ramen scene is everywhere. And, yeah, they do some dynamite stuff with it.
So, as you can imagine, this was just cheap instant ramen that he was serving.
Yeah.
Reportedly, he previously worked at a restaurant that claimed to serve fresh food, and he made a video in an attempt to highlight the same. He transformed his previous experiences into a comedic act, demonstrating how simple it is to deceive people into believing they're savoring gourmet cuisine, when in reality, they're just eating ordinary noodles.
100%. See, I think this would be so easy to do, because...
I think only with certain cuisines.
See, and I don't, because I think people are so pretentious. I'm not saying that I'm a full-on foodie. Like, you know, I know you are way more into the restaurant game than I am. But I get drug along to these places, and I'm not saying that I have the most sophisticated palate in the world, but I know the difference between when I'm eating at an elite steakhouse and I'm eating it at a junk place, right? Like an Outback Steakhouse. But, dude, I go to some of these places that the BTJ drags me to, and they are the most pretentious places on earth. And the food is not very good. It's just not. Like, for what you're paying, the portions are extremely small. It's all about the presentation, and it is not elite food. It just is not. But people are like, oh, my God, because the presentation and the environment, and they get wrapped up into it. And I listen to these people talk about it as if they're – no one wants to admit that they just paid $140 for a tiny meal that didn't fill them up and isn't very good. They will lie to themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think you're ever going to put together a fine dining restaurant. I mean, you may fool people like the first night because they're like, oh, I hear this is a great fine dining restaurant, and they all eat there.
Yeah, they'll sniff you out.
You suckered them, but they're going to sniff you out instantly. Yeah. Like, now, with ramen, who knows? Maybe that's a different story. But he said there were 100 strangers that lined up for 3 hours just to try some instant ramen in his video. He then explained that he created a fake 5-star ramen restaurant and called it Nice Ramen, or translated from Japanese, Fake Ramen. We took some photos, set up a completely fake website, and made TikTok about Nice, which went viral. It went so viral, I started only letting in influencers who had over 100,000 followers. Everyone else would have to wait outside. To make it even fancier, they set up a projector to play scenes of nature.
See?
Served instant ramen. Oh, where'd it go? Hold on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
See, I'm asking a serious question here.
Oh, he served instant ramen in plant pots and even hired a DJ to play nature noises and called the experience Ramen Forest.
Oh, God. See, I think you fool more people than you think. This is what I'm asking. If you went to, I don't know, like Le Pigeon or whatever, I don't know. I actually really think Khan is really good. But I don't know, whatever James Beard Michelin star restaurant, if I just took that food, right? And I didn't present it that way. And I just put it at, I don't know, I put it at a decent restaurant. something you wouldn't think twice about. Like one of those ramen places you walk into. And I served it. Would people know that they were eating this unbelievable cuisine? Would they be like, holy crap, I can't believe this? I don't think they would.
I would say most people would not.
Well, it depends on who you're talking about. I think foodies certainly would. I mean, I don't know that they would know that they're eating this unbelievable cuisine, but they would know it's good.
See, I think foodies are the easiest people to fool because their head's so far up their ass. I've seen people do this with like shoe stores too, where they go in and they tell a bunch of influencers that we're launching a new luxury brand, and they sit there and they bloviate over these shoes and they can't believe it, and they're Payless shoes. I think the more you're into the food scene, the more you claim you're a foodie, I think the easier it would be to fool you, because you've already convinced yourself that this place that you're going to is going to be this unbelievable experience, and you're not going to be the one to shatter the reality. You can talk yourself. I've seen people talk themselves into all kinds of things. That's how I think people like come to the conclusion they like to hike.
I think people do that with certain music and certain concerts. Like,
yes.
You'll go to a concert and you'll tell all your friends it's going to be awesome, and then the show kind of sucks, and you keep telling yourself, wasn't that great? Like, yeah, they played those songs, and it was good, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's great. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. I love that. Were people pissed when they found out that they were just eating crappy instant noodles?
It doesn't say. All it says is he exposed himself way sooner than he needed to. He could have made some money. Because people were lining up and all these influencers were showing up,
yep,
taking pictures of the instant ramen.
Yep.
And so it just says, it just proves people will blindly believe anything if it's viral.
Yes.
You just get it going viral and people are in.
I truly believe that. I think you could fool so many dumbasses. Now, you can't have garbage food. Like, you can't serve some Salisbury steak out of a TV dinner tray, put that on a plate and expect people to eat it. But I bet you could pass off a lot of decent food to dumbass foodies at expensive prices, as long as you walked into the place and there was a Yes Chef white tablecloth video wall of
eclectic
fake moss.
Dinnerware, nicely presented.
And I was told that it was farm to table, and that the microgreens came from a garden grown from my own self-worth on the top of my building.
Yeah, an urban farm.
Yes. So, right. As someone who's worked in a lot of restaurants, you'd be shocked at the things that taste delicious but are made ahead of time and reheated.
Yeah, I think that's true. There's a lot of pre-made stuff. But it doesn't mean it's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think foodies, and my favorite is that when I get drugged to one of these and I can tell that the BTJ doesn't like it, but she will not admit it. We went to one, I don't want to call any place out. I'm not here to crap on anyone. But we went to a place a couple weeks ago that I went to that she had been like dying to try. And it was this really hip place, and everyone, and it wasn't like super nice, but they were doing the Yes Chef, No Chef thing. And she was so excited, and I could tell that food was not good. And she knew it. And I love to call her on. I'm like, this place sucked, huh? And she's like, well, no, it's just,
it's finding its footing.
It's, and I'm like, you can just admit it. It's not good. But she won't. She takes it like personally. I'm like, there's nothing wrong. I was like, just say you won't come back here. And she's like, well, I might come back. I'm like, no, you won't come back. She can't admit it. Because to her, once something gets hyped, and it's like, it's the hot place to be, she can't accept that she was schnookered or that it wasn't good.
You don't want it to fall short of expectations.
Yes.
All right. We wrap it up next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.